Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yo, what is good, guys? Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Get the Belt Podcast, home of melanin, magnificence, and kingdom of belts, where anyone or two of you can get it. And I am the host, Miles Hart. How are you guys doing? Is you guys good? Is you good? Because I want to know, who remembers Glozell? Who remembers a bad bitch Glozell? Oh, good old times, good old times. Let's just jump straight into the show with Word of the Week. Now, me, I'm always going to start an episode with Word of the Week so we can get motivated, be inspired, and, you know, start it off on the good foot. On the right foot, and more time, Word of the Week, like, if you've listened to other episodes before, it's not always just a word, but, like, it's very much like you're getting the word from church, honey. You just getting the word, you feeling whatever it is the word, okay? And I had come up with this week's word or this week's message, you know, whilst on a run. I was on a run, yeah, and I'm going to tell you the story before I give you the word. I was on this run. I had run about 3 kilometers. I was getting tired, ho. I was like, ugh. Like, this is long. I've trying to start the running again, and, you know, because summer's coming and all of them things. And I'm on this run, and from absolutely nowhere, this older, at least older than me, white guy with a bald head, like, not even a bald head, a bald patch, overtakes me. Now, I didn't see what this man looked like from the front. I just knew that as he overtook me, he looked frail. He didn't exactly look fit. He definitely looked a lot older than me. You know, the skin was not youthful. The skin that was out was not youthful. And like I said, the back of the head was giving balding. You know, it wasn't full. It was aged. It was not the best. And in that very moment, I thought, you know what? You know what? Had I have just seen this man from the front on a regular day, I'd have thought, ain't no way this man could outrun me. I'd have thought, ain't no way this old guy is going to be fitter than I am, let alone faster. And ain't no way in hell a guy with a bald patch, balding, going to be, you know, outdoing me on this here run. But the gag is, he did. Obviously, you know, playing angel's advocate, that man could have just started off on his run. But where he was situated, unless he was living in one of the trees in this forest that I'd been, you know, running in for quite some time now, then that's the only way that could have been. But all I thought in that moment was, rah, like, you cannot judge no book on its cover. One thing you cannot do is be judging things on appearance. On appearance. And in that moment, on that run, I was running at my speed. I didn't try and catch up with no one. I was trying to catch up with myself. Let's start there. That's not the purpose of this here story. But what it did make me think is appearances ain't shit. Appearances ain't shit. Maybe that's this week's word of the week. And that goes for other people around you on social media, however they be looking, like in literal sense, like how I told you this man looked older, the hair was falling out, the da-da-da-da. He still surpassed me, bitch. He still went past me. He went past me. I ain't balding. The skin ain't sagging. And I'm fit. He went past me. So there's going to be people on in your life, in your career. And it just goes to show you, we cannot be underestimating the bitches just because of how they look. And in the reverse, that works in the reverse. You can't be seeing people, you know, that could look like they are going to overtake you, or like they're going to be amazing at this, or like they look like they got it together and da-da-da. It will be a bold headed bitch that will overtake that hoe with a good hairline. It will be an older bitch that will overtake a younger bitch. So it just, all of these things, how things look and how things appear. People on Instagram posting this award, that award, this nomination. They've got this many followers. They've bought this dress, or they're going to this event, and they've got this house, or they've just get a baby. Or sometimes the way things look don't mean shit. Because more time, yeah, they might be married. Or getting married. But do they trust their partner? Are they faithful? Yes, she might be pregnant, but is the kid his? You know? Yes, she might be at this event or this event, whatever. Are they happy? Are they getting paid? Are they even getting to the bag? So never underestimate or never overestimate someone that looks like they got it all together. Because it could be the person that doesn't look like they've got it all together that will be there to overtake that bitch. The same way that old man with a bald head overtook my ass. And it really made me go, you know what? Fair play to you. I'm going to work harder, but also fair play. And it just had all of these thoughts going through my head. So I want to share that with you guys. So this week's word of the week, appearance isn't shit. Appearances aren't shit. I think that's the grammatically correct version. You know me and my grammar, honey. I was raised in Spain. But yeah, that is this week's word of the week. Oh, I hope you guys received that in whatever way you received it. Quick little check-in before we get into Melanin Magnificence. Hope everyone is good. I just want to say, first off, thank you so much to everyone that listened to last week's episode. Thank you so much to everyone that has shared it. And when I'm speaking about sharing, whilst I'm speaking about sharing, sorry, I just want to say, you know, this little old podcast, you know, this little old podcast with a big old message, and every time that one of you guys reviews it, shares it, be it word of mouth, on your Instagram, on your Twitter, whatever, it means so much, like so much. And to see the kind of people that were tweeting it and speaking about last week's episode, it was just so heartwarming. And all the messages I get, thank you so much. So like, never think I take it for granted, and every single share counts. And yeah, last week was definitely a conversation that needed to be heard by as many people as possible. I was really thinking about some of the things that Emmanuel was saying on last week's episode, and I'd like to take this time also to thank Emmanuel for coming on and, you know, being so vulnerable with the world. You know, he wasn't just vulnerable with me. He knew this was going out, and, you know, we got listeners in fucking Australia, America, all over the fucking world, honey. So the things that he was honest about and shared were a lot, including the fact that, you know, him and the cast of For Black Boys were run upon by the police. And I just feel like I'm glad that this he shared that with us, and you know, it we needed to hear that, because it just goes to show the reason why the show was you know, the play was produced, was made, is there, why it's still necessary, because you know, Black boys are still subject to this kind of racial profiling and this prejudice, etc., and this racism that still very much exists here in the UK. And for that to be their experience happening to them whilst they're doing this show, but it not be on things like The Shade Bearer, like BBC News, not be in The Guardian or viral, is wild. So I'm proud that Get the Belt podcast is a place that continues to be a platform for not just, you know, sexy voices or million follower voices, or we're famous and digga digga dick dog and twister, we have famous people on this show. Okay, however, that's not the purpose. It's to get out voices that need to be heard, true stories, valid stories, stories that need more attention, voices and careers and people that deserve more recognition and more shine. And so that is why along the way, Yamakiki, I'll talk about the things I may talk about that are slightly more lighthearted, but this show continues to be, like I said, is the home of Melanin Magnificence. And last week we really housed some Melanin Magnificence that had some serious shit to talk about, and I want to thank everyone for being a part of sharing that. Like, a kingdom isn't, you know, a kingdom and a home isn't empty. It's not a home, then it's not a kingdom. And it's everyone that is a part of this, either sharing, coming on the show to talk about it, leaving a review, just giving a little compliment, doing a write-up, whatever you're doing, that's what makes this what it is. So yeah, I just want to say thank you. Anyway, before I harp on, week's been good. Just work, honey. I don't know if you caught me on the radio last week, but I will be on BBC Radio London again this Friday at 1:30. Tune in. I'll be with my girl Clara on a segment called Funky Friday. I'll be playing a couple of tunes and talking about life with, you know, my gra. So make sure you tune in to that. I finally signed to a new agent, so I'm very, very excited about that one. I've got two agents now, which I'm super, super thrilled about. This is another testimony to the whole, you know, do what you want, have your own life. People have always told me, you know, you're in the UK, you can only have one agent. Oh yeah, you can have a commercial dance one, but like theatre, TV, film, that is all one, all just one. Bitch, I've got two. I've got one handle in life stage, and I've got one handle in my motherfucking TV and film. Okay, and I've also got one handling my podcasting and partnerships and presenting in the UK, bitch. Okay. So yes, you might not be able to get that here in the UK, but for me, it can happen. And it can happen for anyone else that wants it bad enough. So I'm excited to see what happens from there. I'm really excited to have signed with Identity. I really wanted to sign with Identity simply because obviously they got some big names on their books. John Boyega, Star Wars, Woman King, all the other things he's done, Small Axe, blah, 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 Letitia Wright, Black Panther, like, they got names, yeah, but ultimately they're black owned. On their page, the first thing it said is, we are trying to get more representation in our industry. Black owned, the vibes in there were lit. I connected with the agent there, Nina. Oh, she's a baby girl. We got a similar story. She had a podcast from Bristol, used to dance, and she was about it. When I said, you know, I'm doing this and this and this and this, I'm not a one trick pony, I'm not just here to just act and sing and dance, I've got multiple bags, okay? And I don't also want to spread that thinly on just one person. I want someone looking after this who's good at this. You know, I've met with many different people who all have got their strengths, and there's some people that are down with it, and there's some people that they're not able to look after and, you know, help me cultivate what I'm trying to cultivate. And she made me feel like she was about it. And like I said, it was black owned and it just was vibes from when I went in there. And so to be repped by someone of my hue, a company that is, you know, their whole ethos is representation and they're really trailblazing the industry globally with that, lit. And then I'm also signing with the amazing host group talent, or host talent group, sorry, who will be looking after my live theatre and stage. Okay, so Identity, FYI, are doing all my TV and film things. And then host talent group are going to be looking after my live theatre, as well as my voiceover work. And then also looking after segments of the podcast. We're going to have a meeting this week, actually, which I'm really excited about. Like to get the ball rolling with presenting and all of those other things. So that is very good. That was what I wanted to get done by the end of April, and we've not even got to the 20th yet. So I'm happy. What else has happened this week? I feel like that's it. Yeah, I feel like that's it. Anyway, it's definitely 1:30 in the morning whilst I'm recording this. So, yeah, once again, thank you so much, Emmanuel Akwafa, for coming on. If you've not seen For Black Boys, and if you've not listened to last week's episode, go and listen to that, Sutton, because it was fucking amazing. And thank you so much for everyone for listening, sharing. If you haven't already, leave a review, tweet about it, all of the things. Keep on sharing that episode because, boy, it needs to be heard. And yeah, thanks. So let's get on with the show with Melanin Magnificence. So my Melanin Magnificence this week goes out to the mother of murdered teenager Stephen Lawrence. She goes by the name of Doreen Lawrence, who has called for the decolonization of education to tackle racism, and that a better understanding of black history would create a better understanding of society today. So I'm reading this actually from the Voice newspaper. She made her comments alongside Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer in front of a specially invited audience of young people and black leaders. She also revealed that she was not as strong as her public image, and that the long struggle for justice had taken its toll on her. And as she expressed frustration that her years of hard work creating the Stephen Lawrence Centre in Deptford, South London, had ended with them taking it away. So Baroness Lawrence, age 70, was speaking at an event to mark 30 years since the racist murder of her son, organised by Labour and the charity My Life, My Say, which encourages young people to get involved in politics. She was asked by host Swazi McKaylee, the BBC One Radio One Extra presenter, what her number one wish was, and she said the decolonisation of education to learn all our histories. So far, we've not been learning our history. She went on to say, I think if we learn our history, all the facts around racism and all the things that come with that will just slowly, slowly move away, so that people understand that the whole of their history, to open up the chest to see what was their part they played in history, it's a start. You can actually go on to the Voice newspaper to read more about that. But ultimately, I'm giving Baroness Doreen Lawrence Melanin Magnificence for continuing at the age of 70 work to not only keep her son's memory alive, but to better our environment, to better our society, to for still having the strength and the vulnerability to discuss on such a public level these things and to still be about change. I think it's inspirational. And while we've all got lungs in our bodies and we've still got life and youth on our side, if that is the case, then there's just no reason why we shouldn't be speaking or doing something to better our, not just our existence, but, you know, our children's children and the next generation's experience here. I feel like if there's something we can do in this world, then it should be something like making it a better place, basically, without sounding corny. Like, to do some good, to act from love. And I feel like that's what she's doing. So yeah, my melanin magnificence goes out to Baroness Lawrence this week. Oh, so with melanin magnificence being done, it is now time for Miles Measures.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, so what is the mess this week? Okay, so it's not even all just mess. And I need to really stop saying that, because when I'm doing Miles Measures, I don't just talk about mess. I'll be talking about some cute things too. For example, Chloe Bailey's album. Now, I've seen mixed reviews. I've seen people saying it wasn't what they expected. I've heard many people calling it a flop, to the point where Halle, her sister, had to come online and check her home and say, bitch, I might be playing Little Mermaid, you know, but I still get out this water and I'll smack a bitch, ho. That's my sister, okay? Very much came with that energy. Chloe has also said, you know, I'm suffering with imposter syndrome. Like, I feel like this has done really well and I'm really happy with what it's done and how it's doing. And I'm struggling to just feel happy with that. And that relates to me a lot. Like, I feel like I even sometimes have the step before imposter syndrome, because I feel like to be having imposter syndrome, you have to be aware that you have to be aware that you in a situation which is like really good and you're doing good, but you don't feel like that it's true. I feel like I don't even sometimes be there thinking, oh yeah, this is happening. I kind of just forget. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. It is imposter syndrome, because I know I'm in a West End show and I very much know I'd be, you know, dipping in and out of radio here and there, doing presenting here, there. I very much know that, you know, I've had a successful consecutive 5 years in this here West End, honey. I'm very much aware I've done films. I'm very much aware I've got this podcast that's been running, that's been nominated for awards. We've had the shows and things, and I've been able to do nice things and go to nice places. However, I always feel like I don't feel like it's enough. I don't know. Like, I feel like I suffer from something different. It's definitely not imposter syndrome. It's something, though. I'd be feeling like, yeah, I just don't feel like it's good enough, period. I feel like, yes, I am an actor. I don't know. Maybe she feel like, oh, I'm not really a singer, but bitch, you is. But that, I guess what that is. That is imposter syndrome. But yeah, Chloe's album, I liked it. I particularly liked the song with Chris Brown. I gave you more than you wanted. I gave you more than you needed. So tell me, how does it feel? I can't remember how it go, but the one that used the old school, the Usher. It was an Usher, what's the word, sample. Love that. I love it. You guys know I love me old school R&B. Old school love songs, sad songs, all them things. And anything that's got that kind of vibe. So from when Chloe was using a song like that, sampled, I was fucking with it. I was fucking it with it a long way. I, like many people, didn't expect it to be so, you know, Adele-like. So grab a guitar, give a couple of chords, sing a sad song. I did expect Lord Have Mercy on repeat. I did expect twerk, twerk, twerk. But she gave more than just that, which, you know, some people are here for. And then some people ain't. Some people are trying to say, you know, she don't know who she is. Or, you know, it wasn't consistent. She sold us this, and then she gave us that. And I feel like they all, like, you can say that, but at the end of the day, from when she says she's happy about it, that's obviously what she wanted to do. And there are artists out there, obviously, she went to the school of Beyonce, Giselle, and Carter, honey. And not near one of Beyonce's album do all the songs give the same vibe. One song you twerking, one song you cussing your man out, one song you sucking your man's dick like he's about to leave this earth, honey. The next song, you hating him again. The next song, you shaking your ass in the club. The next song, you fighting for black rights. The songs is eclectic on a Beyonce album, and I feel like that's what she gave as well. And that's probably why I like both of them hoes, because they be like, I like to feel a plethora of emotions when I'm listening to a one album. Of course, it's good to have synergy and it to be similar, but bitch, I think it is to a certain extent. But I like to go on a journey, and the album definitely takes me on a journey. And I was definitely taken aback. I expect no sad songs or no slow jams to that extent with that kind of vibe. So to be taken back and surprised by an artist, I feel like some people like that, some people don't. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But I was pleasantly surprised by this and the album. I think it hit 109 or 119 on the top 200. So, like, it's done well. And people is talking. So, well done to you, Chloe. Speaking of music, AI. Have you guys seen what is going on the internet with all of these songs? And these artists that AI, this artificial intelligence, I think that's what it stands for. It's got Drake out here singing Wet Ass Pussy. Yeah, I heard that one this morning, and I know the gays are about to use that. I'm surprised I ain't seen it sooner, because you know everyone's been talking about how Drake is secretly gay. Him and his little light skin ass at secretly loves to suck a dick or whatnot. So, you know, one of the girls had him and Kanye West singing WAP, WAP, WAP. Now, I didn't really, like, it was funny, little piece funny to hear Kanye doing up the raps. But when I heard Drake's voice come in with the gobble me, swallow me, I said, nah, is this, at this point, is this AI or is it? Let me know. But that is wild. I've heard Rihanna sing Beyonce's Cuff It. She wishes. I've heard Ariana doing the things. And this is scary. It's scary for real. Like, I think it's actually scary. Like, it's cool. You guys know I'm a geek. I do love the technology. But it's scary. Like, how are you going to have a whole Rihanna singing a Beyonce song or that whole never been in a vocal booth and sang that song before, but it be sounding like the bitch, word for word? At this point, are any of these songs even sang by these people? Like, if these, if anyone can just get, do a little rugudugudugudu on a keyboard and now have a whole song sang by another artist, then what is actually stopping these artists from doing rugudugudugudu themselves and just making an album without even having to do a do re mi fa sol la ti? You know? Wild. Wild, wild, wild. Keep it coming. But yeah, I am scared. But I do feel like by the time I'm dead, anything that I'm actually scared of happening with all of this AI and this super duper technology shenanigans, I'm gonna be dead and gone before it gets too peak. So for now, if it don't affect me, don't affect my bag or anyone's security or whatnot, keep it coming. But yeah, it's definitely a bit risky business having these whole artists sing songs they ain't never sung in their life. I said, whoa. So Sam Smith is once again making headlines. Now, he had just started his tour, honey. They, Jesus on the main line. See, I'll be fucking up too with this alphabet zoo. Oh, my God. So, yes. Sam Smith, they started their world tour and has been making the news and the headlines. Influencer Lani Good actually spoke up for the singer, stating that she admires their body confidence and compares Sam music themes with other artists who she said received less backlash. For example, when Megan was doing up satanic, you know, things, wearing like not just red but the devil horns and a tail and all of that stuff, she put up a little screenshot saying, you know, when Megan did this, where was the outrage, you know, on this level? And then people are just saying, you know, that they like it's too much. Like, I've seen some of the comments on the Shade Bar. You know, the Shade Bar, I'd be, you know, facilitating that kind of shit. I think they might have turned off the fucking comments right now. But, yeah, the people were saying it was too much. How are children being let to go and see these concerts? And one thing I do want to know is if concerts have an age rating. Because I do actually feel like they should. Like, in the same way you go to the cinema and the content has been like, there's an advice of like how old you should be. See this, I do actually feel like that should be the same for a concert as well. I believe. You know, whether they're young, whether it's a 10-year-old, 12, 15, 17, 18-year-old, and you know, they've been singing along to all these songs. You now want to go and see whatever it is, be it like real life G strings, real life tease out, real life, you know, shenanigans with devil stuff or whatever kind of stuff. Yep, I do believe that there should be a warning for age, you know, whether you're 10, 15, 18, and you've been singing Sam Smith, Megan Thee Stallion, whatever, for the last 3-4 years, you know, every motherfucking word from when that person goes on tour. I do feel like there needs to be, you know, a body of people that will go see the final dress run of this show and mark down, okay, well, you know, 17 titties were shown, 4 dicks came out, ass, bare ass was shaken a few times. You know, there was a scene which replicated someone either being raped or the killing of someone, or, you know, satanic things on a large scale, or I don't know, like blood or shit or just stuff. It should be okay, watched, marked and gone, and then people can say we recommend human beings over the age of 15, 12, or whatever the fuck. I feel like that is wise. I don't feel like it should be legal, but I feel like definitely a guideline. Then the parents can decide whether they want to let their children of 10 go to something which has been recommended for a 15 or a 12 or whatever. Yeah, that's my thought on that, bro. Also this week we had a footballer by the name of Achraf Hakimi. His wife had filed for a divorce to find out that he has nothing. The stories and the shenanigans had continued to the point where he did have the things, honey, because obviously she wouldn't have filed for divorce thinking she's going to get half of something and then be surprised if she'd been married to him. She would have known the things because she would have been experiencing the things. That's your husband. You living in a house. Like, obviously you both got clothes or going on trips. There's things there. However, my nigga had shit in his mother's name, ho. I said, what? Woohoo! And apparently he was cheating on her, which is why she filed for the divorce. What happened after that is apparently, and I don't know if this is the person that he was cheating on her with, but they have now filed allegations of sexual abuse. So that is, it's a messy situation. But definitely props for him for putting that motherfucking shit in his mama name. I thought, why? I know that wife is burning. That soon ex-wife to be. I know she's burning because you can't come for that now, girl. That's not in his name. Ooh. None of them cars is his. None of the properties was his. None of the houses, jewelry, and even the clothes. They were all technically paid for and owned by his mother. Well, basically, it was saying on the Shea Bar that whatever he wants, he requests for her to go and buy it. Jesus on the main line. And on top of all of this, he receives near 1 million euros per month as his pay from PSG. And 80% of it is deposited straight into his mother's account. Jesus. Smart moves. Smart moves. Oh, here she comes. Oh yeah, we saw that Daniel Caesar apologizes for telling black people to stop being mean to white people. Oh, boring. I know that he's had sang that song with her. Otherwise, as in H-E-R-A. Otherwise, I don't really know Daniel Caesar's music. I think he might be British. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I don't know that nigga music. I just know that a video went viral of him saying that black people need to stop being mean to white people and like just to get over things and all of that. And then he's now released an apology. He probably got some music coming out. He probably need the black people that he pissed off to start buying something from him. Oh, look at me reading the story while promoting his new album. Well, that is that on that, and he lucky that he ain't getting a belt for that kind of bullshit, because I see straight past that and they wouldn't believe in that apology. Shit. Now, I could have given this motherfucker Melanin Magnificence, but Orlando Brown, with the crazy that he is, and he's also going on to Bad Boys Club Season 2 or Bad Boys Northwest South on Zeus Network. You know, I'd be watching these shows these days because my babes be getting me into them, but Orlando Brown, who was on That's So Raven, and I don't know what else he did. I just know him from That's So Raven. He was, you know, advocating for the trans community after being asked in an interview about bathroom policies and, you know, trans men going into men's bathrooms and trans women going into women's bathrooms. And he was just like, the interviewer, I didn't like the way the interviewer was saying it was giving the interviewer was transphobic. You know, he was like, oh, people, like, you know, these trans women are going into bathrooms and, you know, raping women. And he was just like, you know, regardless of the trans part, let's just take that part out. Like, people going into bathrooms to rape someone else is just wrong anyway. This ultimately all comes down to respect. Do you know respect? Sorry, let me just play it because I think it is hella valuable. Let's go. Here's what he had to say.
When it comes to like a transgender, we are having to wear now, let's say there's a man and woman's bathroom and a transgender will say, hey, I recognize myself as a woman. I need to go into the woman's bathroom. But it also opens the Pandora's box of going to jail. There was a man who recently recognized as transgender, went to jail to a woman's prison and started getting the women inmates pregnant. So what are your thoughts as far as the culture moving forward when it comes to, you know, being able to say, I'm a man, I'm a woman, and changing your gender role, basically?
There's no reason to change who you are, but there is a reason to have, it goes back to respect. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. You don't hide in the bathroom and get girls pregnant. I mean, that's just fucking wrong. You know what I mean? So therefore, yeah, there's gonna have to be some kind of boundary, and you're gonna have to be proud to walk in that bathroom.
Mm.
That's real. That's backwards. I gotta get your thoughts.
So respect is what it needs to be. It's a respect factor, and that's not even a gender thing. It's a common sense thing. It's there needs to be, there's TS channels. Transgender is not a problem. They're people too.
It's the abuse of.
They're people too. We're all the same race. Right. What makes them more different? Their dick or their vagina or they have both or what makes them different? That makes them different. That's why they can't get in the club or we have to have this club is that. And it, no, it should be a huge epidemic of people fighting for the human fucking race.
Period.
Our pattern of not being able to eat. When we're not hungry no more, we're not hungry no more. That's transgender, gay, straight, whoever. It's the fucking truth. When the stomach goes hungry, the stomach goes fucking hungry. And guess what? What about I'm not going to feed you because you're transgender? Respect is what it needs to be. It's a respect factor. I'm not gonna party with you because you TS. I'm not gonna drink. I'm not gonna drink out the same cup. That's weird to me. You know, that's weird to me. It's people in my family that are transgender. You know what I'm saying? And I love them. I drink from the same cup as them. Fuck do you mean, bitch? We out here. Like, what the fuck you mean? It's just like I said, but some people just can't, they get hurt, whatever, it's been too much for them mentally, and when they see other people rising, or they see somebody else's success, or whatever the case may be, they want to force their demons onto people at that point in time, and it sucks, and then, you know, they just want people to feel the fire like they felt it, but some people just do not.
You know what? I am definitely one for giving people their flowers where they deserve it. And I know that his story and his past, Orlando, has been messy. There's been drugs. There's been abuse. There's been some crazy shit. But what he said there needed to be heard. And needed to be heard by many people. Because right now, there is a war against the trans people, and that's not just in America, that is over here on this side of the fucking planet, in the United Kingdom. Things are very, very unsafe right now for our trans brothers, sisters, and non-binaries. Okay, so the more people in all of the spaces possible that can speak up or say something about it need to be doing so. So my props goes out to you know, Orlando Brown for speaking up and being such a good ally. And, you know, there's nothing I can do more but amplify that by letting you guys hear that, because I agree. I completely fucking agree. I do think it just comes down to respect. And I think he actually articulated that so well. Like, it's not about, like, it's as long as you feel proud and on, like, truthful to walk through a a door that says for women and you know, that's who you are, yeah, then ultimately, then that's all it is. What it comes down to is the respect part. Anyone, no matter whether they, like, if they in a room and they about to rape someone or about to get someone pregnant without any motherfucking consent, that's fucked up and it's wrong. Whether the trans is there, the TS, the gay, the straight, the nothing, like, it doesn't matter. That part isn't what matters. It's the intent. It's the lack of respect thereafter. And also in the same way, if someone identifies as a woman, they walk into a woman's bathroom and someone else is going to say no, that's them ultimately disrespecting that person's shit. So that's what's wrong there. Yeah, he had it all really, to be honest, quite well said. Can't be bothered. I was going to speak about Black China, but you know what? Me, I cannot be bothered. She's taking out the filler. She's taking out the ass cheeks. I think she's making another whole documentary about this new self-discovery of who she is. I'm here for it. I never really knew that much about Black China anyway. But I'm happy for her. Well done. I hope all the processes and the things get taken out safely. And yeah, that's all I've really got to say on that. I had seen a video go viral of a white lady calling out a black lady in the States a nigger. They were talking, well, they were arguing about something, and the black girl was recording her and was like, come on then, like, all of this talking, say something then, bitch. And the white girl's giving it all, well, bitch, come on then, bitch. And then the white lady eventually was like, you know what, okay, you nigger. And you just hear the black woman go, okay, right, now you're going to get it. The next clip that I had seen, and I'm not going to put it on here, because, you know, I'm not going to do that. But the next clip was her very much whooping this woman's ass. Now, I do not condone violence. I do not condone racism. I do not condone any of these things. But all I'm saying is that white lady got what the words weren't getting to her. She got what she deserved. Like, the fact that people are still to this day, with their chest calling people niggas, for me is wild. It's very, very wild. But she got what she had come in, ho. So, Channel 4's Naked Education has received a lot of backlash upon its release. Now, the Channel 4 new series of Naked Education has received all of this backlash because it was showing clips of nude adults, butt naked adults, to groups of teenagers. Now, the show, which aims to promote body positivity, aired its first episode last week, Tuesday, and the episode saw a group of like 14 to 16 year olds being taught about body hair and the differences in people's bodies, etc. And many people went onto Twitter, Instagram, and all of them places to speak about how they thought that this was, you know, just not on. Lawrence Fox tweeted, why are some adults so keen to get naked in front of kids? I'm not buying the it's education line. It's just plain creepy. Anna McGovern tweeted, Channel 4 has just launched a show called Naked Education, which exposes children to naked men, women, and transgender adults. Why are parents happy for their children to see other adults naked? Think of all those involved need their hard drives checked. You know, people were not here for it. I don't have a child, but I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be quick to put them in a position, whether they wanted to or not, look at grown adults butt naked. And that's with the best intent. Like, I just don't think we live in a world that is safe enough for them to be in a position like that without it having a negative impact on them, which is sad. Because, you know, you be in the home. Like, I grew up, I saw my mum and dad naked walking around. But strangers, get somebody else to do it. There is not people the world is just not, we are just not there yet. I don't even know if we ever will be there. I feel like, yeah, it's just a no for me. I think, yeah, that concept. Maybe like 16 and over, like at least a legal age, but like children like that to grown adults' bodies. Pictures would have been fine. Pictures. Because that's what you do when you get in school and you do sex ed. You see the pictures. Like, you're not going to sex education and having real life adults come in and now start doing up pornography, ho. Or performing sex acts and getting, like, put a dick on this here actual grown-ass man's... Put this, condom on this whole grown-ass man's dick. Like, that's not happening. Like, I don't feel like Channel 4 needed to actually get the people them to get their pieces out in front of the children. In my opinion. That wasn't necessary. That was a bit... Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see who okayed this and, like, all the people that saw this show, you know, the show, the idea of the show, see it go okay, then see it actually be shot and be like, yep, yeah, let's put this on TV. Ooh, child, I don't know, that's a bit mad still. And then last for Miles Measures, we have Marcus Houston talking about his wife, who was 19 when he met her and proposed to her when he was the age of 37. Now, I can't lie, I do think that's wild. You know, there's a quite a big age gap with me and my boyfriend, but something above 10, something above 15 years, that is mad. 19 and you're 40 soon. Mm-mm. That is giving creepy. That is child. Even though she legal, that is mad. That's mm-mm. There's got to be something wrong with, like, you. Like, I'm sorry, but being 37, having dated, you know, women closer to your age group, apparently he was saying, you know, they always came with baggage, they came with this. Maybe it was just sense and you weren't given the green light to baby them, to smother them, to be controlling and to do certain things, because they were grown women that knew you better. The only real difference is, other than physical appearance, is mental and lack of experience. And with experience, these women were probably able to put up boundaries that this young 19-year-old was not able to do. So he has received a lot of backlash for that. And I was actually going to give him the belt, but I thought, you know what? There are more important things that need to be cussed at this week. But we'll get into that when we get into the segment, Get the Belt. And I know I did speak, I did just say that was the last thing, but I forgot. Ariana Grande this week put out a video of herself speaking about the attention, very much unwanted attention that she had received regarding people commenting on her body. People, I think, were saying that she's really, really skinny and she's not, is she okay? Digga, digga, digga. She proceeded to be like, you know, guys, I don't normally do this, but I felt like it was necessary for me to make a video. She went on to say, you know, we should stop basically policing people's bodies, even if we think we're complimenting them, to just leave it. To just leave it, to leave it alone. But to let her fans know that she is indeed happy and she's actually the healthiest that she's been. And that when she was a little bit thicker, she went on to say, you know, I was actually at my unhealthiest. I wasn't eating very well at all. I didn't feel my best self at all. I didn't like what I saw. But now, yeah, I am this skinny mini and I'm a lot healthier and there. Obviously, I don't know the girl's diet. Neither do we. Do I agree with the fact that we should be out here commenting on people's bodies? To a certain extent, I do. Because, like, you know, God rest her soul, the late Tracy Braxton, she had lost weight. People was cussing. She ended up passing, unfortunately, with cancer. You never know. I definitely think we need to be kind. I definitely think we need to be kind and we need to be more mindful. Like, what is our intent? If the intent is good and if it is, you know, if it's your business, and I mean, like, if you know that person or if it's, you know, literally your business, like, are you a presenter? Do you run a blog? Whatever, do it. But, like, going back to my first point, if it is of good intent, if it is kind. So, yeah, like, if you think someone looking skinny, you think it looks cute, say it. If you think they got a bit thicker and you think it's cute, say it. But if you're thinking, oh, they look horrible, they look horrible, it's giving shut your mouth unless you've got some really good advice. Unless you've got some really good advice, or unless it is coming from a place of, like, love and care. If not, shut your mouth. Because you never know. You never, ever know. But yeah, that is it for this week's Miles Measures. So my belt this week is very short, very sweet. Not me being singer-songwriter, honey. But my belt this week goes to the Ritz Hotel. I don't know if you've seen, but a young gentleman applied for a job there, to which he was told to make sure that, you know, when he came for the interview, I think he'd got through a couple of rounds, they had said, make sure that, you know, in regards to our dressing policy, that there are no unusual, unkept Afro hairstyles. That was this year, actually. This happened. He was on the news recently speaking about it. He didn't proceed with the interview. They named his hair falling under unusual hairstyles, referring to it as Afro as well. The Ritz can really go and suck a dick. I've never actually been to the Ritz. I've always thought it would be a cute, bougie place to take, you know, a friend, a loved one, a family member, or, you know, take my nigga there and feel cute. But fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. The fact that they then got back to him and were like, oh, well, we actually had our token black person who is our, you know, our head stylist, and they okayed this in 2021. Not you using the token black person to justify your wayward shit. And this is why not all that is brown is not all that is black and brown is good. Sometimes it comes in brown and it's the enemy of progress still, like our prime minister. Let's not even talk about that. Yeah. The Ritz, they went on to say that this, that the letter he received with the breakdown of their dress code was done in 2021 and it needs to be updated. The fact that that was 2021, not good enough still. The fact that that was the year after 2020, when the Ritz probably posted a black square to say, oh, we're listening, we're learning. Where is that? Where is that in that statement? Instead, you've hired a black person to sign off the racist bullshit. Afro hairstyles aren't acceptable. Are you joking? What is this? Are we in the 60s? Are we in the 50s? At the Ritz? I tell you what's not. Tell you what you're not going to see at the Ritz. It's my curly hair. You ain't seeing my curly hair there. You ain't seeing my cane rows there. And you ain't getting none of my money ever, ever. Wow, wow. And the fact that you didn't offer this man a job, but you gave him a dirty excuse as to why it was okay and why what happened. And the fact that there was a black person almost to blame. You basically used your token black person and put them under the bus and said, well, they okayed it, so it makes it okay. No, what it should have been is just a sorry, the Ritz. Sorry, yes, this is actually mad. This is wild. We should know better. Here is a job. And if you don't want the job, please take this money as sorry. Wild. Wild, wild, wild. So, yeah, the Ritz, you get the motherfucking belt. You ain't never seeing me in that establishment. I don't need it. I'd rather go to Ennish anyway and pay an extortionate amount of money for jollof that I can make at home for cheap. But yeah, you get my belt this week. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Had to make it short and sweet this week. Short and sweet. But I will be back next week with a fuller, longer episode and finally getting into the inbox. If you want to send any questions, please do so to contact@getthebeltpod.com. Be it, you know, fucking industry advice, be it personal issues, personal questions you want to ask, if you need advice with anything that's going on in your life. absolutely anything, please feel free to email the show, drop us a voice note on Instagram or whatever, whatever. And is the, if it's not a question you want to ask, but you want to nominate someone for Melanin Magnificence, you want them to be shouted out on the podcast, if you want to give someone the belt, honey, please do so. And yeah, like I said, email the show at contact@getthebeltpod.com, or you can even send a voice note into the show as well. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Be on the lookout. There will be a special guest coming on the show, because we always have a good time when there's a whole lot of people in the house. Yay! All right. Well, thank you so much again for listening. Make sure you subscribe if you're not already. Leave a review wherever you're listening to this, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. And yeah, thank you so much for the love. And I will see you guys next week. You've been listening to the podcast that is known as Home is Melanin Magnificence and Kingdom of Belts, where any motherfucker can get it. Yeah, anyone can fucking get it. You've been listening to Get the Belt Podcast. I'm your host, Miles Hart. I always do this the wrong fucking way round. I'm your host, Miles Hart, and you have been listening to Get the Belt.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.